football on off the ball.
So Arsenal fans go, if we don't win the league, it will be slightly offset by Spurs going down. And Spurs say, well, if we do go down, it will be offset by Arsenal not winning the league. So there is, you know, they're going to be drowning their sorrows in Schadenfreude, I think, to an extent.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome along to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm Susanna Mullen. Coming up today, we've plenty of rugby to look back on as all four provinces were in action in the URC. Ireland also got their first win of this year's Guinness Women's Six Nations in front of a record-breaking crowd in Galway, and Connacht have a new scrum coach from the Premiership. First up then, we saw wins for three of the provinces in the United Rugby Championship over the weekend. Leinster found the complete performance they've been waiting for to see off Ulster 29-21 up in Belfast. Starting at out half for the first time since Leinster's heavy defeat to Glasgow in March, Sam Prendergast showed his spark with a fan-voted Player of the Match performance. Speaking after the game with Premier Sports, he was delighted with the platform his troops gave him.
It's a pretty special feeling, to be fair. I think we spoke a lot during the week that this group, a lot of us played in Glasgow a few weeks back. A very frustrating game, and we came away annoyed with maybe what we put out there. And I think when you look at what we put out there today, probably especially the first 50, 60 minutes, it was really good. I thought the forwards were unbelievable. Having Eddie back was brilliant. I thought, yeah, they just gave us an unbelievable platform. And it was a lot easier to play with that.
Yeah, you talk about Glasgow, even looking slightly before that. You know, how proud are you of how you've come back to get a man of the match performance today and lead this team?
To be honest with you, yeah, it's a pretty fickle game. But I think, like, when your teammates are that good, I think it makes it a lot easier, to be honest, in terms of how close we are. And when they play like that on the pitch, it just makes my job a lot easier.
Also happy to be back in the Leinster Blue was prop Ed Byrne, rejoining the province on a short-term loan from Cardiff amid Leinster's deepening front row crisis. He was brought on the 46th minute for now first-choice loosehead Jerry Kerr. Despite the quick turnaround, he said it felt good to be back on Irish soil.
To be honest, it was incredible. It was a very special week. I was thrown straight back into Monday afternoon. Straight back into Monday afternoon. And in fairness, the lads helped out a lot during the week with the info and stuff. But yeah, it was unbelievable to be back.
Obviously, a bit of a quick turnaround from when you came over this week and straight into a game. Were you thinking all week about your memories with Leinster and bringing that all back? Was it rushing back in when you entered the doors?
Yeah, it was a bit of everything, to be honest. Like, a big thing I want to be is extremely thankful to Cardiff for giving me this opportunity, and Cornel Van Zyl. We had a good chat over the weekend. It all happened very quickly, but they were unbelievably decent. And I went in Monday morning just to say goodbye to the lads. And that was tough, to be honest, because I really enjoyed my time there. They're an unbelievable bunch of lads, and I'm really rooting for them to get top eight now. But then flipping the page quickly into the week here was incredibly special. And catching up with all the lads who I played with for so long was incredible, to be honest.
Ulster, however, will be disappointed with their performance at home on Saturday. Despite three second-half tries from the Ward brothers, they couldn't add the crucial fourth after trailing 29-0 with 51 minutes played. Speaking to Premier Sports after the game, head coach Richie Murphy said they had to credit Leinster's brilliance, but he was also disappointed in some late decisions from referee Andrew Brace.
Extremely proud of the effort, you know what I mean? What we didn't talk about there was the injuries as well in that first half, you know what I mean, and how that throws you off. And you know, you're going to, players are playing, like front rowers are playing long periods of time. Scotty Wilson finished the game on one ankle, you know what I mean? So second half, I thought we finally got some ball. We got to move them around a little bit, and we caused them a fair bit of trouble. Three tries, it's an awful pity we couldn't get that fourth one. Pretty disappointed with a collision on Jude, sort of back end of the game, which would have probably brought them down to 13 men.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple of the collisions. It was a physical game. It was feisty at times. It felt maybe that early on, Andrew Brace maybe went with Leinster's favour. Was that maybe just down to their physicality, or did you think there was maybe a few tricky ones?
I'm not going to comment on that, but you can make your own mind up on it.
Ulster may come to rue that missing bonus point that would have accompanied a fourth try, as just 3 points separates them in fifth from Connacht in ninth, who are hunting down a top eight position. And their stunning bonus point win against the Stormers in Cape Town on Saturday will only boost the confidence of Stuart Lancaster's side. They roared back from a 10-point deficit with 17 minutes left to play to beat the home side 33-24 and take home a crucial bonus point as they look to qualify for Champions Cup rugby for the first time since 2022. On Off the Ball Breakfast this morning, former Munster and Ireland back row Alan Quinlan said their comeback was without a doubt the moment of the weekend.
Story of the weekend, though, has Connacht. To be Connacht. Incredible performance. I just think the way they're playing, and I know they lost against Montpellier the previous week, and that was probably very, very disappointing. I think a bit of power toll there. But the way they played here on Saturday was incredibly impressive. With so many young players as well. There's no Bundiecki in that midfield, you know, bashing people. It was Cathal Ford and John Devine. Mm. John Devine was brilliant. Sean Nocton at 10. You know, when you had the likes of Matthew Victory, Billy Bowe, and these guys, youngsters, you know, Hugh Gavin, Harry West, loads of young players there. And look, there's no point getting carried away here. It's the reaction will be see how they get on against the Lions. But this is a real landmark performance and win. And like, it can be huge for them and their development going forward. And obviously, the bad news for Connacht at the weekend, after getting such a good result, 5 points, all the teams above them won. They would have been hoping some results could have went ninth. Their way. Yeah, so they're ninth. But they've put themselves in a hunt. And probably 2 months ago, Cullum, we would have, you know, would have been talking about their season. Is that their sixth league victory in a row? Which is... it's turned their season around, and you're seeing the fruition of what Lancaster is doing there and the way they're playing, the pace, the accuracy, the offloading. So it was a fantastic performance, and it should give everyone in Connacht real hope and heart.
Want to listen back to that chat? You can do so in full by becoming a member and signing up at offtheball.com/join. And remember, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app or on YouTube. Rugby Daily is on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Ulster and Munster Rugby. Never stop competing. Rounding up the provinces then, Munster ended a 3-game losing streak to hammer Italian side Beneteau with a final score of 45-15. Head coach Clayton McMillan knows the win came at just the right time for the province, who are looking to regain control over their season after a number of headlines have rocked the boat down in Limerick.
Our season's on the line, so... You know, we have to. We had to play well, and that sets a little bit of a benchmark for us around attitude and application. So a good start, but yeah, look, it's massively congested table, and you know, you don't want to be relying on other people to do you favours. So we're going to turn up next week and apply ourselves during the week, give ourselves the best chance on Saturday.
Elsewhere then, the Irish women's side got their first win of their Six Nations campaign, scoring 9 tries against a bamboozled Italian side in the Dexcom Stadium in Galway. Playing out west for the first time, they roared to a win in front of a crowd of 9,206 spectators, a new record for a women's Six Nations game in Ireland. Captain Aaron King touched on how special it was to play at home and the boost the crowd in Galway gave them.
It was really special to play at home, and to play in front of a record-breaking crowd for us was really, really cool. And yeah, I suppose it means that a little bit more maybe playing in front of your home crowd, but every game for us is just as important as the next. And yeah, but I guess I'd be lying if I said it isn't special getting to play in front of all our family and friends, and to have a record-breaking crowd just shows that our green wave is getting bigger, and that's so important to us, and why we play at the end of the day is to inspire that next generation. So to see all the young girls coming out and play is one of the most important things to our squad. So yeah, it probably does mean that a little bit more.
Up next, the women travel to Clermont to play France in a fixture that many players and fans will have had their eye on since that infamous quarterfinal loss in the Rugby World Cup last year. On the end of a vicious set of teeth in that fixture, Ireland superstar Aoife Wafer will be looking to get one back on the French side.
Yeah, like there will be, to be fair. Like it's like that game hurt. For me personally, it still quite hurts. But look, that's not the be all and end all of why we want to win that game as well. Like we've spoken a lot about breaking into that top two and going and beating Tier 1 nations. So it's like Aaron has spoke about it all week. We spoke about it as a group all week in terms of like we can't just keep talking. We have to actually do it. And I think that was a big kind of thing going into this week as well. Kind of like we can't just sit back and keep talking about doing X, Y, and Z. We have to go out and action it. And we did today, and I'm sure we will again next week.
The other two women's Six Nations fixtures on Saturday saw England hammer Scotland 84-7 in Murrayfield. And after another slow start, France beat Wales comfortably with a final score of 38-7. Finally then, Connacht have also named a former World Cup winner as their incoming scrum coach today. 2003 World Cup winner and loose head prop with England, Trevor Woodman, will join the province next season after over 15 years of coaching in the English Premiership. He replaces Cully Tucker, who is departing to become head coach of the Ireland under-20s. Woodman said he's very excited to work with head coach Stuart Lancaster, who he named one of the most well-respected coaches in world rugby. And he hopes he can play his part in helping the team grow and challenge for the honours. He is set to make the move to Galway this summer ahead of pre-season preparations for the 2026-27 campaign. That is about all we have time for on today's Rugby Daily. I'm Susanna Mullen, and we'll be back with more tomorrow. Chat to you then.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.